The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. I can ta-da-da-da-da more than I can do words.
Good morning.
Buena vista.
Buena vista. How do you say goodbye?
Adios.
Well, I knew that one. I did know that. Oh, man, have I got stuff today. I'm Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 for your listening pleasure. Get your coffee, get your tea, get your muffin, get your yogurt, WTBR 89.7. And
hearing aids.
What's our other station?
Oh.
We have a new station, for those of you who haven't heard yet.
88.1 WSBR from Lee.
Lee. So we hope we have listeners from Lee. We would love, we've been getting emails this week to stop
all about
us.
Cooking.
And so you Lee listeners, we have an email address. We would love to hear from you. And it is?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
And we have really got received some cool emails this week that we, I think, we're going to share.
I brought mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's a good thing. We have a disclaimer for you, like none other.
This is like none other.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
The views and opinions on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and are not necessarily those of WTBR-FM 89.7 or WSBR 88.1, their producers, management, or sponsors.
That's a mix of some people. That's a mix. It's a mix of Mae West and Robert Goulet.
Robert Goulet.
For those of you who don't know who he is, he's a famous singer from the past. I the only name I could think of, I don't know. Who's the actor, had the cigar, had a wife. They were comedians. He was in the movie Oh God. His wife is Gracie Allen, and his first name is George Burns.
I had George Burns and I had two guys in here, plus her.
I don't know. I watched the movie, Oh God, yesterday. That is such an old movie that was with John Denver.
Yeah, I know. And that's been gone for a while.
Just adorable. George Burns was just adorable. He lived to be 100, and he actually wrote a really cool book about being 100. Maybe he was 101.
Wow.
I'm not sure when he passed, but I know one of you will look it up.
Thank you.
And you will email us. So the quote of the day today is a good quote that many of us might use. Don't sweat the petty things and don't pet the sweaty things.
Oh, geez.
And that's from George Carlin.
I was going to say, I knew the first one, but the second one?
Yeah. Think about it, really. You can go anywhere from an animal to, you know, your husband wants to give you a kiss and he's just like worked
he's
out.
Drooling or something.
And he's sweaty and he's, no, thank you. No, thank you very much. No. Do you ever have somebody come up to you that's a friend and hasn't seen you for a long time and they're sweaty and they want a hug? Uh-oh.
No, usually they're very polite and tell me, don't touch me. Oh.
Yeah, yes. That's good advice for people out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're at the gym and you're sweaty and you see someone and you want to give them a hug.
Don't. Just throw them a kiss.
Yes.
I have three true or false, and I'm not going to tell you what's true and what's false.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you any
hint. Oh, no hints as to how many are true, how many are false. I like that.
Okay.
Alrighty.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, K is worth 4 points in Scrabble.
K, 4 points.
Nine. Well, number two, actually, not nine. Canis lupus is the scientific name for a wolf. And number three, Cinderella was the first Disney princess.
Oh. I have two. I think.
Okay.
L-U-P-A-S is lupus?
L-U-P-U-S.
U-S. Isn't that lupus. Isn't that an illness? Lupus?
I'm not saying.
What's his first name again? Lupus, Mr. Lupus?
Canis.
With a C?
C-A-N-I-S.
Not that it really matters, because we don't look these up. I just want you guys to know we don't cheat. I'm not going to pick up my phone. I just happen to want to look at it properly.
Well, I have the answers.
All right.
And we'll get to them at the end of the program.
Okay. I have a few things to say.
All right.
So I sat down here today again for, I think, the fourth or fifth time, and there's still a penny on my desk here at the station. It's a Canadian penny, and it's so funny because it just sits right here. And people are in and out of this station where we are all week, and no one has taken that little penny. That just goes to show me that people are either honest or know that a penny isn't worth anything.
Or they're not very observant.
Do you remember what a penny could get?
A penny.
Two for a penny at the candy store?
Oh, my gosh. Now you're going back.
You go in with your little bag. This was back in the 60s.
Didn't you love those grab bags they used to have at the front of them?
Yes.
You pay 50 cents or something and you don't know what you're going to get.
You don't know what is in there. Yes. I remember the penny candy store. Here's going back for a lot of you. On First Street, next to the Common on First Street, it was a little penny candy store. And we would go there from Plunkett School. And we would go during recess or lunch, and we would bring our 5 pennies and stand in the little line and get our little candy in our little paper bag. 2 for a penny, 3 for a penny. You got the little flying saucer that was made out of styrofoam with the little beaded candy inside. Remember that stuff?
No, that
Remember
I don't.
Remember Lick-A-Made?
No.
Remember the little straws with the powder in it?
Yes.
That was called Lick-A-Made. I don't know why my brain is thinking of these things. So,
I never heard of that.
The little squirrels, those squirrel candies?
No.
Oh, yeah. What was your favorite penny candy?
Squirrel candy?
Yeah, it was a chewy, kind of had nuts in it. It was a little tiny square, and they called it a squirrel, maybe because of the nuts.
I had, like, the little Pepsi bottles that were rubbery. And
yeah, you could... You bite
Chew
off
them.
The top.
Yeah, and then you drink what's inside.
Yeah, 3 drops.
Yeah, if that. Wet your tongue.
Yeah. I have been to, I don't remember where we were. I think it was in Texas. There was a penny candy set up at the, it was a rodeo we went to.
Okay.
And they had these huge buildings full of things for sale. They had this whole section of the building that was just aisles and aisles. You went through it like a maze, like you're in line at Disney.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of candy, penny candy, regular candy.
Oh,
but it was
God.
All the old penny candy that we had. And I don't
Makes
know where they get
rich,
them.
Makes you feel rich, doesn't it?
Rich? Very much so.
Yeah.
It does. And spoiled.
Oh, yeah.
To have...
And toothless.
Aisles and aisles, yes. Yes, yes. And a sugar high like... I have this morning, maybe. I have
every
other
morning.
Things to share, but we will move along.
I have maybe some ways to earn a little extra money.
And we all need that, especially now.
And I want to warn people, I didn't check all these out really, really well.
Okay.
Some of them I did, so beware.
Okay.
If it sounds too good, it could be.
Okay.
The first one is branded surveys. Don't you love surveys?
I actually do.
Yeah?
I'm one of those people. Mm.
Well, the brands want to hear your opinion, so they're willing to pay for you. A free site called Branded Surveys will pay you up to $5 per survey for sharing your thoughts with their brand partners. Taking 3 quick surveys a day could earn up to $140 a month.
BrandedSurveys.com?
Yes.
I used to do some of those surveys. Mark did them a lot, long time ago. Sometimes they can take up to 20 minutes to do a survey. They tell you how long it's going to be before you take it, and you take one after the other. And he did. I don't know if he earned money or points for cards or, you know, gift cards.
You can do the same thing here with this guy.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun, but some of them, I tried it, some of them are too long.
Well, this one says they mostly take 15 minutes.
5 to 15?
Yeah.
Okay, you have another one?
Movie previews, they do the same thing by signing up for a free account with Inbox Dollars. Now, this is up your line. You could add up to $2.25 a month to your pocket.
Wait. $2.25?
$200.
What?
They'll send you short surveys every day, which you can fill out while you watch someone bake brownies or catch up on the latest Kardashian drama. Unlike other sites, Inbox Dollars pays you in cash. No points or gift cards.
Well, that is up my alley, because you know I like movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to check that one out for sure.
InboxDollars.com.
Yes, .com. I wrote that down. Give me more. No. Tell me more.
What do you got?
I have so many things. First of all, I need to tell everyone about this app that my amazing grandson told me about yesterday. And it's called Suno, S as in Sam, U, N as in Nancy, O.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you anything unless, you want to upgrade it to the next level or whatever.
So it's free for
time. It's free for forever, but then you can upgrade it if you'd like. You go into this site and you type in things like a music genre. Let's say blues.
Okay.
And then you type in something. Beverly's my friend and we have a radio show. And then you click make the song. And it makes, AI makes a song about Beverly, my friend, who we do a radio show together, in a blues style.
Does it add other words other than those?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
S-U-N-O?
S-U-N-O.com. You will love it. When it's free, I think you're limited to 4 or 5 songs a day.
Oh, that's okay.
I played with that this morning for about 10 minutes, and I did not want to stop. Luckily, I ran out of songs. I couldn't do any more.
But it's not just music.
It's music.
But, I mean, the whole thing is
music.
No matter what you put in, it goes into a song.
Correct. Okay. You can have you can make an album cover. You can save it on the site and people can listen to it and rate it. You can create a link and send it to someone. I tried to make one about you and I on the radio, but what it did was it made it sound like we listened to the radio.
Oh, okay.
So I ran out of songs, so I couldn't do another one. I have to wait until tomorrow. You can put in pop, and then you can put I saw meatballs by the bay, and it will make a song about you being by the bay,
seeing
the meatballs, and it will add lyric.
I've got to try
and
that.
And it is so good. So if you want to have some fun, you can go to this app, download this app.
Suno.com.
Suno.
And it's only, you get 4 a day free.
I think you get 4 or 5 a day. I think my grandson thought it was 10. Maybe he has a different level than I do. I didn't sign up. But I think it's about $10 a year if you wanted to.
And you save the song that
yes,
they make?
You make a playlist. I have a playlist called Mima.
And you can send it to anybody?
And you can send it to anybody, and you can save it in your playlist. And you can have a song about anything. About your family, your house, different people. Different, it's AI. So this morning I tried one, it was a country singer, and he was twangy. And then I did one that was kind of blues. Then I did one for church. I did one about the Bible, and it was just a beautiful song.
I know three people right now I want to send this to.
It's so much fun. It's so much fun. So you heard it here. Thank you, Mitchell. And we will move on. So we've got good stuff this morning already, and we're not even in 10 minutes.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, yes, we are.
Oh, we are. All right. And we are.
Car insurance. Don't you love car insurance?
Why is it so expensive?
A company called Insurify shows you all your options at once. If you tell them a bit about yourself and your vehicle, they'll send you personalized quotes so you can compare them and find the best one for you. No phone calls, no spam. It's a 4.7 rating on Trustpilot. I don't know what Trustpilot is.
Insurify.
Insurify.
Did you try it?
Not yet.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm kind of stuck with what I got.
Do you have Geico?
No.
I have Geico.
No.
Geico has been good to me. Geico has been very good to me. Isn't that a movie line?
So it might be a commercial line.
Very good to me. I actually, when you're talking here about insurance, this is a serious note. I've had several realtor friends of mine say that they have had people that have purchased homes.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously, you get your homeowner's insurance prior to the closing.
Right.
So it's all in place.
Yep.
The insurance company is contacting the new owner, the buyer.
Uh-huh.
After the closing.
Okay.
Like a week later. Saying that if you don't have the roof done, or if you don't have this fixed, or if you don't have that done, or if you don't have this done, we're going to cancel your insurance. And the buyers are saying, what?
From whom?
The insurance company.
Which one?
Don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
But if I remember correctly, I don't.
That's horrible, because those are expensive things.
Well, can you imagine saying to the insurance company, I just had my closing and you gave me the insurance and you knew about the house and you already gave me the insurance and now, and they go, nope. And this is true, everybody. This is definitely happening.
Liked when you sold me my house. You told me ahead of time what it needed to have done.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they could never have done that to me. But oh my God!
I don't know what's happening. I don't know if this has something to do with the California fires. I don't know if it has something to do with the fact that the insurance companies are really struggling.
Now you said Geico once, but you don't mean that's it.
Well, no, Geico is not one of them. I have Geico. I've had very good luck with Geico for my experience. I don't know if that's true for everyone, but that hasn't
right.
That wasn't one of the insurers that. We were talking about. So just want to,
be careful.
Be careful.
Whoa.
Yeah, be careful. So that's a little bit of real estate advice for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's still your turn.
So I was looking up things that, another show we had, we kind of talked about things in the old days, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that we may not experience in this generation or maybe generations to come that we used to experience in generations past.
Okay.
Homemade family dinners.
Oh, my gosh. It's been years.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely years.
Do you remember them?
Yeah, I do.
When you were a kid?
They were not comfortable.
Our next guest today will be Joan Lilly from Therapy.
Therapy
for the People.
You didn't have a stepfather like I did.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So do you remember family dinners when your children were small?
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
everyone came to the
before
table.
Before he threw the food at the wall.
Okay. And our guest next is from Therapy Limited. Family dinners
they're
are
important.
Awesome.
They're important.
And it says
here,
while not every family would have had the luxury or even the desire to come together around the table after a day of work and school, the typical presence of a stay-at-home mother meant there was a greater chance of eating a home-cooked meal if you grew up in the 1950s and 60s.
Yep.
Before microwaves were the next big thing and TV dinners were preferred, sitting at the kitchen table allowed a family to catch up on the day's events.
If you were allowed to talk.
If you were allowed to talk. You're right. My mother was not allowed to talk. And they had an Italian family. Can you imagine that?
Why was she not allowed to talk?
Her father was very strict.
I can understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know some other people who also lived in a home where you were not allowed to speak at the table.
And now that you can add another one.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And again, Therapy Limited, coming up next. Not talking at the table would never have happened with my mom and my sister. Never. We talked all the time. We talked all the time. And I'm so happy.
Gee, how many people out there are surprised about
oh,
that?
Yeah. And even with my dad and my sisters and myself, when we'd eat, talked all the time.
Yeah.
Restaurants, never a loss for words. I love it. I cannot eat in silence. You've eaten with me, you know. Well, you and I talk anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so
and you'll notice who's talking.
I know I'm talking a lot. I'm a little wound up this morning. I don't know why. All right,
we got to talk.
I won't talk for a while.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
You're done. Okay, it's my turn.
It says earn as much as $1,000 a month doing simple online tasks. Now, I would not take that for granted. That's just a come on. Finding these companies can be time consuming on your own, but a company called FreeCash.com has compiled all sorts of quick cash tasks from about a dozen advertisers and market research companies. You can pick and choose your tasks and complete them at your convenience. The coins you earn from each completed task can be converted into things like Visa gift cards, Amazon gift cards, cryptocurrency, or cold hard PayPal cash.
So what do you do?
They have a list, and you can pick from the list. I don't know.
A task. Like they might say...
deliver to something, or I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Be a friend to somebody.
Okay.
You got to look it up.
Look it up.
FreeCash.
FreeCash.com.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me more.
Now it's your turn.
Don't do this to me because you know I'm going affordable college tuition may be a thing of the past.
But don't we have a college here in town that doesn't give you
tuition? We do. Berkshire tuition? Community College, and isn't that amazing?
That's wonderful.
And that's great. And that only happened a few years back. That's not...
Right.
So this one says here, and this is from... all these are from... excellenttown.com. These are from excellenttown.com. It says here, we're just going to come out and say it. College tuition today is a racket, according to excellenttown.com. In the 1960s, for under $500 a year, you could attend a public 4-year college without necessarily having to take on any debt.
Wow.
Many students, even with a full-time course load, could work a job during the semester. Today, graduating students are often burdened with so much debt that it can be years or even decades before their student loans are paid off.
I got lucky because I was in the service.
Yes. Yes, so did Mark.
And
yes,
they
paid. Yes, 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 yes. And I think there are some businesses and maybe a hospital that pays for your education if you work there. I know there's probably some kind of an agreement you make that says I'm going to work here for 5 years, and if I leave, you know, I have to pay you back or whatever.
But you know, I noticed too that in this common cryptocurrency time. More schools are becoming trade schools.
And I'm all for that.
Yeah, because if you don't want to go to college and you're not that kind of person,
yes,
go to trade school.
Go to trade school.
They're just great. They can do so much.
They do so much, and you learn something. You come out of school and you can do it.
Yeah, it's a talent. It's a skill.
It absolutely is. Love it. All righty, my dear.
Register on Cash Kick with your phone or computer. That's K-A-S-H-K-I-C-K. And they'll show you all sorts of money-making tasks that you can do to pad your bank account. You'll earn various dollar amounts for answering survey questions, playing games, watching videos, and reviewing things. You pick the opportunities you want, and you can cash out via PayPal with as little as $10 in earnings.
My goodness.
Cash Kick.
With a K.
Mm-hmm. All K's.
All K's.
Well.
K-I-C-K.
There's a bunch of those kind of places.
It makes you spend a lot of time on your computer and your phone.
Well, I do anyway.
You kind of have to limit yourself a little bit.
I want money.
You need to check these out.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Did I have an assignment? Was there something I was supposed to do? I was going to try at home that we talked about? What was it? It was something.
Since we've been on the air or just for this week?
Was it something to do with the eggs? Oh, I didn't do it. It was the eggs. It was poking the hole. I didn't have eggs. You poke a hole in the end of the egg.
You can afford eggs?
I buy eggs.
No, they're getting to be expensive.
Oh, you know, it's that's kind of going to be a trend for all kinds of stuff. What did you do? You poked the hole in the egg.
Just the hole.
But then you did something. Did you microwave it for 10 seconds and then you could do
something
a poached
like
egg
that.
Really, really easy?
Oh, I think you did
because
microwave
Because the white
it.
Part cooked a little in the microwave.
And made it solidify.
Made it so that when you put it in the water, the white won't spread all over the place if you're going to poach an egg. I have to try to remember to do that.
Write it down, my dear.
Write it down. Milk. Oh.
Go ahead.
Milk delivered to your door. Remember when you had milk delivered
yes.
to your door?
Yes, I do. And bread. Mm-hmm. And cupcakes. And pies.
Okay. That was in the 50s, maybe early 60s. I think I remember being
I'm
really
older than
little.
You. Yes, we all know that. And it was in the 50s. So there.
Yeah.
I
it wasn't
remember
or
the
was?
White truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And the milkman had a uniform. Remember?
He had a uniform, and he didn't have bottles. He had a tin.
Yes.
Tin can.
Yes. Oh, a tin can?
Tall tin can.
Oh, I don't remember that.
For milking. Yeah.
And he brought that?
Yeah.
And poured it into your bottles?
No. We had a tin can like that, and he poured the milk into it.
Into your can?
Yep.
We had the bottles, because we didn't live on a farm.
I didn't either.
And we didn't live in the country.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So we lived in a neighborhood, and he would come with a metal carrying case with the metal bottles in it with the little cardboard cap that went into the top of the bottle, and you'd lift that out, and the cream would be stuck to it.
Aw.
Milkman. I can see him.
Did you have the ice cream truck?
No.
Oh
yeah, the ice cream man. Yeah.
You should see how excited she got.
The Skull family. Does anyone remember the Skulls in Pittsfield?
Stuffingforus@gmail.com.
You had an ice cream man too?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I lived out in the country.
You made your ice cream?
Sort of, you know.
Where did you get it?
From the store.
Oh. We had the little truck that came down the street. We'd all run out, and it had these big metal doors that I can still hear clank. They had the big handles. There were these square metal doors. There were maybe four of them on the side of the truck, and he would open the big handle, and then when he closed it, kind of like an old-fashioned refrigerator door made that clank, that clank sound.
Yep.
And he'd go in, and all the frost would billow out, and he'd reach in there. And I thought it was so, I thought he was rich and famous.
You had so many choices.
Oh, yes. What was your favorite?
At first, it was an ice cream sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
And then I tried everything.
Yes, I think I did too.
Something chocolate.
Yes.
Yeah, had to be chocolate.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes. Okay. Gosh,
now,
I'm getting so excited.
Now.
Yes.
It's time for a break.
Already?
And I have learned something new about taking a break. So, hold on.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Larry Kratka here on 89.7 WTBR, getting ready for another 2 hours of amazing oldies that you could hear twice, Saturday afternoons at 4 p.m. and Monday mornings at 10 a.m. Remember those old 45 RPM records you had when you were a kid? Well, I have mine, and I'll play them for you twice a week. Nothing but old 45s. Saturday afternoons at 4 with an encore presentation Monday morning at 10 a.m. here on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR.
Hello, Phil Tierney here, the host of Berkshire Jazz, where I play all the young tigers and old lions of jazz every Saturday evening from 8 to 10 on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield Community Radio. Join me Saturday at 8. And if you know someone who likes and enjoys this great American classical music, tell them about us. Spread the word. Jazz is alive and well on WTBR 89.7. Thanks for listening.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
I like it.
Uh-huh.
Larry
uh-huh.
and Phil are really nice guys.
They really are. And well, one of them is.
I don't know how... Okay. Attention, edit room.
Sorry, edit room. That came out a little bit too fast.
Now they don't know which.
That's okay.
I don't know how long Phil has been doing radio, but Larry's been
for
doing
years.
Radio forever.
Yeah.
And nice guys. Nice guys. And the people here, I have to plug this whole thing here.
Yeah.
Everybody here is a volunteer. Everybody here has a well, not the...
The producers.
Correct. The producers of the shows are all volunteers. Anybody that's doing a show like this just comes here and meets with the powers that be and presents an idea they have for a show.
Mm-hmm.
And if indeed it gets approved, yay, you have your own radio show.
It's that easy.
It is. And if you have a passion for something that you would like to talk about, you can contact the station here and... you may be able to have a show of your own, and I believe, too, you may possibly be able to have a little TV show as well.
True.
That's something that I really want to do with my friend
Bev. I know she does. I know she does. I know she does.
All right. So, what are your true false things, my dear?
Okay. K is worth 4 points in Scrabble. Canis lupus is a scientific name for a wolf. Cinderella was the first Disney princess.
Okay. All right. I'm Lynn.
And Beth.
Together we are?
Stuff.
Oops.
She forgot to say.
Every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, pre-recorded. Thank you for listening.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking about all kinds of stuff, which is what we do. And I just want to put a plug in for the little kids in the area that play basketball. I'm talking about elementary school.
Okay.
So I went to a basketball tournament yesterday, and my granddaughter plays basketball. And I won't even say who won, because what I found so cool was the coaches that are volunteer, the referees, are they called referees in basketball?
Sure.
Volunteers, everybody who volunteers to help these kids. And I found so rewarding was the sportsmanship of these kids.
Uh-huh.
These were girls' teams, and not that boys' teams aren't, but these are who I was watching. It was really, really cool to watch. I even witnessed a little girl getting, not hurt bad, but she was crying.
Yeah.
And a person, a student from the other team, a player from the other team, consoling her.
Aww.
Opposite team people, consoling her. That happened a few times. And I was really impressed.
Was it the same girl?
Yes. But you know what? No. You know, I think I did not the same girl that got hurt. No.
That's what I meant.
No. Actually, wait a minute. Maybe it was. But I had a great time. And I loved being there and watching it. That's what I just wanted to share. Yay. Onward we go.
Swag books.
Swag butts?
Swag books. SWAGBUCKS.
Oh, bucks.
Yep.
.com?
You can take, yes, wide variety of ways to make money beyond taking surveys. It's also famous for handing out free reward points called SBS at random just for being a member. You get one if you qualify for and complete that you can redeem. Oh, wait a minute. I'm mixing up something here. I don't understand why. All right. Let's skip that.
All right.
No such thing.
We'll skip that. But you know what? If you want, you can go to swagbucks.com.
Find out
about it.
And see
what it's about.
Huh.
Wonder another why. Way to make money. And that's what Bev is talking about. At
yes.
this very moment. What's the next one?
Let's see. Deliver with Uber Eats. If you live in town or you live in a city or something, your earnings land in the bank account weekly, and if you're in a pinch, instant pay lets you cash out up to 5 times a day.
Wow.
So if you deliver with the Uber Eats, and you can do it on your own schedule.
I know there's plenty of people that do that. I'd be a little bit nervous. I don't know why.
Well, I'd get lost.
Navigation system.
You'd
still
help.
I'd still get lost. Me too.
I'd need a drone with me so I could follow the drone. Where is it, dear?
I had a guy delivering something to our house, and he called me. He said, I'm here, and there's nobody home. I said, my husband's home. He said, well, I knocked on the door. Nobody answered. I said, well, try ringing the doorbell. So he called me back. He said, no. There's nobody home. I said, honey, I just talked to my husband. He's home. And he said, 15, the number of my house on my street. I said, oh, no. You're at the wrong house. It's 21. So it's right next door. Just go to the next house right next door. He said, oh, okay, 21. I said, yes. He said, could you text that to me? I said, okay, listen carefully. See the house you're at? Go to the house next door.
Which, right or left? Right,
there's only one that faces our street. The house next door. Yep, just go to that house. Oh, okay.
That poor guy.
That poor guy. He was so nice. My husband said he was so nice.
He probably thought about it afterwards and said, duh. They must have thought I was pretty dumb.
It was really cute.
Aww.
Okay, so you know what we miss?
What?
Well, you know, I don't know if we really miss this because some houses have it. But it does say here, spacious backyards. There are people that have, you have a spacious backyard.
I have about an acre.
Yeah. 60 years ago, when there were fewer people around in general, homes were built on much more spacious lots. This abundance of square footage allowed people to turn their backyards into their own personal oasis.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for barbecuing, gardening, or letting the kids get into mischief, playing games, all that stuff. I do think there are people, though, that even if they don't have a spacious backyard, can still do that.
Well, the other house we have has woods, so there's a lot of space.
A lot of space.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you can't.
Can't use it.
No.
You have to knock it all down?
Pretty much.
Uh-huh.
And I won't do that.
The trees.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because you love trees.
Okay. I'm going to be a tree.
You are going to have your ashes put under a tree. I know.
Yes.
I know your plan.
Yes, I know your plan.
Yes.
Robin Hood. Have you ever heard of Robinhood.com?
I have not. I know who Robin Hood is.
Well, this is something different, and I want to tell people about it because it sounds like it'd be fun, but I don't know if it would be dangerous as well.
Okay.
It's a company that gives you free stock to get started in the stock market. It gives you free stock worth between $5 and $200 just for downloading its free app and funding your account. Both investing beginners and pros love it because it doesn't charge commission fees, and you can buy and sell stocks for free. No limits.
How do they make their money? You must have to pay a fee.
They must have something, but they didn't tell in the advertisement, so I don't know.
Maybe you have to sign up and pay a year, you know, for a year.
It's a free app, though.
It's a free app.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
I'm kind of curious about that. So please, if you do try that, be careful.
Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Let's just forget about that one altogether then, why don't we?
Well, he's all about making sure that that poorer people get something.
Well, we're all poor people.
We are. Really, it's all relative, right?
Yeah.
We are very rich.
Yeah.
Aren't we?
Who?
We are very rich.
In what?
In life. Not monetarily.
Not monetarily is for sure.
Welcome to therapy session number one. Dr. House calls. Back in the 50s and 60s, the doctor came to your house.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And that was...
And now, pretty soon, they're going to be able to come to your house via online.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Holograms and all of that good stuff.
What does that mean if you need to be examined? You stand in front of the camera? Okay, no.
Yeah, no, never mind.
Oh, before most families owned a car and roads weren't always fit for a quick and safe passage, a doctor would make house calls. In the 1960s, it was essential... that a doctor visit the home due to the rising interest of medical students becoming specialists rather than GPs, as well as an increase in technology and transportation options. Like, I didn't read that sentence right. Like ambulances and...
That's an option?
Yeah. In the 1960s, well, anyway, there were general practitioners. He would come to your house with the little black bag when you were sick. I remember it well.
Yes,
I remember
it
well.
I remember it well, too.
And he even had medicine in his bag.
His little black bag. He did have a black bag.
He had a black bag, and he had all kinds of medical stuff in that bag. And that was the thing. He came to your house.
I have to tell you this one because it's out of this world. And I'm going to tell you, I don't really believe it, but... I got to tell you about it anyway. NASA. Good old NASA. We'll pay you to stay in bed all day. NASA will pay volunteers to take part in bed rest studies. You turn yourself into a test subject and spend 60 days in bed, all in the name of science. It might be tougher than you think, though. You've got to shower, dress, exercise, and eat all from your bed. The good news is the gig pays.
How much?
One of the more recent recalls for volunteers offered $19,000 for 60 days. That's NASA.
That is appealing.
You have to call NASA and find out. But 60 days in bed. You can't get out of bed.
60 days. That's too long. I couldn't do that.
You'd have to have a partner. I mean,
somebody. What if they told you had to be by yourself? Well, you can't. How are you going to be by yourself and bathe and eat?
Right.
If you can't get out of bed.
Right.
Oh, so you got to split the money. Oh, brother.
Well, hey. splitting money you wouldn't have anyway.
I wonder if it's tax deductible.
I don't know, but I read that and I thought I was going to die.
That's fascinating.
NASA.
That is fascinating.
60 days in bed and
they pay you. And I will bet there would be people that would do that. But 60, that's a lot. 30 days maybe. 60?
We have a volunteer.
So we have a guest here today that's actually going to be on the next program that we record. But she's here. She's sitting here. She does not have her headphones on yet, but she's here. And so we're going to invite her to just join in anytime she feels like it. So you put on those little headsets, my dear. This is Mary Hood, who we have had on our show before and who we love. And we were just talking about earning money by staying in bed for 60 days.
I think it's wonderful. I volunteer. If you're alone in bed for 60 days, why do you have to bathe? You don't have to bathe. I volunteer right now. Thank you very much. And by the way, I just pulled in, and my car has a flat tire, and one of you has to help me get air in the tire before it goes completely flat on the way out. Okay, there I am.
Deja vu.
But I'm here.
That happened to Bev a few weeks ago. She was
really?
In here, and she had a low tire, remember?
Yes.
But I don't bring it with me.
Yeah, we don't have a... We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Because we figure everything out.
Yes, how are your thumbs?
I'm all thumbs. I don't have fingers.
I'm talking about thumbing a ride home.
No.
We got your back.
I don't do that.
We've got your
Thank
back.
Thank you. As long as you can get me back.
Another thing that we may not really have, maybe, durable appliances. So it says here,
Okay.
In general, the material things of yesteryear were made to last, especially where appliances were concerned. When a family purchased an oven, a refrigerator, a washing machine, those appliances would last for years and years because they were made from parts designed for quality and durability. When companies began to export production overseas, corners were cut for cost efficiency, making the quote-unquote lifetime guarantee, a thing of the past.
I have a refrigerator that's 54 years old.
There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
There
that's
you go.
Amazing. And it's still working.
It's still working.
Still working.
That's, yeah.
One of the handles came off, but otherwise,
that's
fine.
Okay.
Still work. You just get a plunger. Shove the plunger on the door.
There you go.
And suck the door open. There you go.
Super glue it.
Super glue.
Because we did it last year and it's still holding. It's still holding.
I sold my aunt's house in Lee many years back and she lived there forever and was married, but she probably lived there 60 years. And when I sold her house, she had the same oven that she had and she got married. And moved in there. That oven was the same.
Could tell
one.
Stories, couldn't it?
Crazy. And it worked. It was very cool. All right.
Okay.
Tell me more.
I just did. Didn't I?
No. I was just chatting along and you just...
Task Rabbit.
I'm writing it down.
Task Rabbit. Helps you connect with people in your area who need help getting things done. Anything from picking up dry cleaning to calling customer service and tolerating the bold music. The hold music.
The hold music, yeah.
Keep an eye out for virtual tasks, which are mostly centered around personal assistance, administrative work, or research help. You can do those and earn money without even walking out your door.
Oh, my gosh.
Rest assured, you won't be getting paid pennies to solve someone's Excel woes.
Aha. These are really cool. And I'm thinking about people who are home or housebound.
Right.
If you're housebound and you want to do some of these are, we got inbox dollars, we've got... brandedsurveys.com. We've got Insurify to check that out. You got freecash.com. You got CashKick. the app that we didn't know too much about. You didn't really know how that was working, but you can try it. And the other one's Robinhood.com and TaskRabbit. Mm-hmm. If you want to hear those again, sorry, but you can email us at
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes, that's very cool. Cheap gas prices, everybody. We're not going to see cheap gas.
Oh, hey.
In the 1960s, how much do you think a gallon of gas was?
In the 1960s? $1.50?
No, less, like 20 some odd cents.
30 cents.
Mm-hmm. 30 cents?
A gallon.
When of course, I wasn't
for...
driving until I was 30.
No, I remember when it went up to 37 cents a gallon and I had a fit.
Remember the lines? Remember the lines?
The lines.
And then you could only get gas on even days, depending on what your license
Every
plate.
Every other day,
I lived in the country, so I'm not
you were
aware.
Lucky. You didn't have that.
Yeah, I lived in the suburbs.
30 cents, if you calculate it to today's prices, is $3.20 a gallon. Gas actually was actually relatively expensive, though, back then. 30 cents was a lot. But
My
now you compare
God,
it now.
I miss those days.
I know, 30 cents a gallon.
And they did it for you, and they checked your oil,
they
cleaned your windshield wipers, and they did it all for
and
you.
And they Called had little ma'am. Uniforms, too, like the milkman.
Yeah. Yep.
We talked about milk being delivered to your home.
Yep.
And bread.
Yep, milk
and cheese.
Yeah, well, we had the milk. Ice. My mother made the bread.
The little cardboard thing you pull off of the top of the milk and the cream was stuck to it. The little cardboard cap on our milk.
I don't remember that.
And then you finish the bottles and you put them back outside and they'd get the milkman
and
took
they took the bottles.
The bottles, a little clanky sound.
I had a tin can.
She had a big milk
and
can.
And you had a milk can.
I had a milk
can. Yeah, because you had a cow.
No.
Oh.
We had a deliver.
Oh, in a can.
Yeah.
He poured it into the can.
Into our can, and then...
He took his can and poured it into her can.
Okay.
And then they did the can.
And that was a milk can. Was that was that the ones that were kind
can,
of...
Can.
The shape. Did they have the cool shape?
At the, at the top. It was thin at the top and then went up.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That probably would be worth a couple of dollars.
I was just going to say, that's probably
We did
worth
not,
money.
But people in the country did, because I know...
We had people coming to our house all the time and asking if we had any antiques.
Is that right?
I mean, we did, but we wouldn't give them away or sell them.
Or sell them.
Nope.
Bet you would now.
Probably.
Maybe.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Depends on where they got them from.
Mm-hmm. Do you have another .com?
Do I have another .com?
Or app?
Search engines that use complicated... Don't get it right. No, that's not one. All right. Sell coupons online.
Oh. I've heard of this.
An eBay auction.
Yes.
Had a high bid of $361 for one coupon. It was a 10% off coupon, and it was close to Christmas. Grocery coupons sell for a lot less, but if you ever get bank or credit card coupons offering nice bonuses, you can get $10 or more selling them on eBay.
Interesting. I don't know that I'd go look for that. I wouldn't go on eBay and look to buy a coupon, would you?
I wouldn't.
Would you?
No.
You'd probably end up paying more than the coupon's worth.
Maybe.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, maybe.
I would think.
But hey,
try it. Try it. So you know what else?
What? What?
Unplugged weekends.
What are unplugged weekends?
Think about it. You're on the turnpike, you're listening to your music, and you're having a nice time, and you're going on a couple of days vacation, and you're going to get away from it all.
I couldn't do that.
And your phone goes, beep, 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 and somebody calls you. And then somebody calls you again, and then you have to check your email. Oh, and then you're going to go. So these are unplugged weekends, vacations.
Where I can't do that.
You don't have this. You were away. You were away, and you were not accessible. You couldn't. Your work couldn't call you. Your kids couldn't call you.
Yeah.
When I first started in real estate, when I was on the road, I was on the road. I couldn't. If I went away, I was away. But now I take my work with me because we have computers and phones.
You
and
take everybody with you.
I take everybody with
you
me.
You take everybody you know with you on vacation.
Everybody.
I told my kids when they moved out of the house, unless you're bleeding, ready to die, or in jail, don't call me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So going away in the 60s, it says here, had a better, a higher relaxation value. Now, I was looking yesterday at the Miraval, the old...
Cranwell,
at the resort, because we drove by. And I said to Mark, wonder how much it costs to stay there.
A lot.
Nothing under $685, $95, $700 and something.
Per night?
Per night. If you want the value where everything's included, plus you get a $175 voucher for other things that you might want, is the, I think, close to $1,100 for one night. I would like to put this out there. If anyone would like to send the three of us to Miraval, I have to say, though, we would like two nights, because one night's not enough. We would really appreciate that. And that is the reason I brought up Miraval. It is a digital-free place.
Oh, I
you cannot
do it.
Have your phone. It's total
really? Well,
relaxation.
All right, you can take the two of them because I wouldn't like that.
You cannot have your phone.
You cannot
with you?
Use your phone. So,
so
I guess they're saying maybe they have no Wi-Fi there. I don't know, but it says it is non-digital, which.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I love
okay.
that idea.
Okay.
That's
we gotta
wonderful.
Get going.
We have to get going. We're going to end this show, but we are going to go over what might be true, what might be false. We don't know how many.
That's right. I have three, and I'm not saying which is true, which is false, and how many are which.
Okay.
K is worth 4 points in Scrabble.
So at first I was thinking yes, but I'm thinking five.
I'm thinking five also. I'm not thinking four.
I'm not either. I'm thinking five.
No, that's false.
Canis lupus is the scientific name for a wolf.
I think it
true.
Is it?
I think it's true.
We're going to go with her true. I was thinking more like it was this name of the sickness. But we'll go with Mary's true.
Cinderella was the first Disney princess.
Snow White.
Oh, no, Snow White. I think it was Snow White.
I think it was Snow White, too.
Well, you were all so close.
Oh, man.
And we were all wrong?
Every Does single mean... one is false.
Every single
one?
Every one
of them is false?
Yes.
Well, so, the first one I knew, K is not a four-letter.
Does it have the answer for you to tell us?
No, unfortunately.
Okay. It doesn't tell you what they are?
Cinderella, what you said, Snow White, that was probably right.
Okay.
Canis lupus.
Is false.
It's false. Now, in my head, I'm thinking, I know what this is. Why can't I think of it? And so for the next show, we'll have an answer.
We'll have an answer.
Okay.
I know those of you out there, well, Mary is here, so she's not doing it, but I know there are those of you out there who are screaming the answers. And we know that, and we appreciate you.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or... WTBR.